Regarding the counsel and repentance of Prophet David, the Quran says in chapter 38, verses 17 through 26, "Bear patiently with what they say, and remember our worshipper David, a man of might. He was ever turning in repentance. We subjected the mountains to exalt with him in the evening and at the sunrise, and the birds too gathered, each obedient to him. We made his kingdom strong and gave him wisdom and decisive speech. Has the news of the dispute reached you, Prophet Muhammad?" When they scaled the sanctuary, they went to David, whereupon he was afraid of them. But they said, "Do not be afraid. We are two people who have a dispute. One of us has wronged the other. Judge between us justly and do not transgress, and guide us to the right path. This, my brother, has 99 ewes, but I have only one ewe, a female sheep." He said, "Give her into my keeping," and overcame me in the argument. He, David, replied, "He has without doubt wronged you in seeking to add your ewe to his sheep. Intermixes wrong one another, except those who believe and do good works, and they are few indeed." David realized that we had tried him and sought the forgiveness of his Lord and fell down prostrate and repented. So we forgave him that, and he has a near place with us and a fine return. "David," we said, "we have made you a caliph in the earth. Judge with justice among the people and do not yield to your own preference in case it should lead you to the path from a path to of Allah. Such is a terrible punishment that awaits those who stray from the path of Allah because they forget the day of reckoning."